Chapter 16 of Divine Healing by Andrew Murray. Let him that is healed glorify God. Luke chapter 18 verse 43, Acts chapter 3 verse 8. It is a prevalent idea that piety is easier in sickness than in health, that silence and suffering incline the soul to seek the Lord and enter into communion with Him better than the distractions of active life, that in fact sickness throws us more upon God. For these reasons, sick people hesitate to ask for healing from the Lord, for they say to themselves, "How can we know whether sickness may not be better for us than health?" To think thus is to ignore that the healing and its fruits are divine. Let us try to understand that if the healing through ordinary means may at times run the risk of making God relax His hand, divine healing, on the contrary, binds us more closely to Him. Thus it comes to pass that in our day, as in the time of the early ministry of Jesus Christ, the believer who has been healed by Him can glorify Him far better than the one who remains sick. Sickness can only glorify God in the measure in which it gives occasion to manifest His power. John 9:3, 11:4. The sufferer who is led by his sufferings to give glory to God does it, so to speak, by constraint. If he had health and the liberty to choose, it is quite possible that his heart would turn back to the world. In such a case, the Lord must keep him on one side. His piety depends on his sickly condition. This is why the world supposes that religion is hardly efficacious anywhere but in sick chambers or deathbeds, and for such as have no need to enter into the noise and stir of ordinary life. In order that the world may be convinced of the power of religion against temptation, it must see the believer who is in good health walking in calmness and holiness, even in the midst of work and of active life. Doubtless very many sick people have glorified God by their patience in suffering, but He can be still more glorified by a health which He has sanctified. Why then, we are asked, should those who have been healed in answer to the prayer of faith glorify the Lord more than such as have been healed through earthly remedies? Here is the reason. Healing by means of remedies shows us the power of God in nature, but it does not bring us into living and direct contact with Him, while divine healing is an act proceeding from God without anything but the Holy Spirit. In this latter, contact with God is the thing which is essential. And it is for this reason that examination of the conscience and the confession of sins should be the preparation for it. 1 Corinthians 11:30-32, James 5:15-16. One who is so healed is called to consecrate himself quite anew and entirely to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:13-19. All this depends upon the act of faith which lays hold of the Lord's promise, which yields to Him, and which does not doubt that the Lord at once takes possession of what is consecrated to Him. This is why the continuance of health received depends on the holiness of the life and the obedience in seeking always the good pleasure of the divine healer. Exodus 15:26. Health obtained under such conditions ensures spiritual blessings much greater than the mere restoration to health by ordinary means. When the Lord heals the body, it is that He may take possession of it and make it a temple that He may dwell in. The joy which then fills the soul is indescribable. It is not only the joy of being healed, it is joy mingled with humility and a holy enthusiasm which realizes the touch of the Lord and which receives a new life from Him. In the exuberance of his joy, the healed one exalts the Lord. He glorifies Him by word and deed, and all his life is consecrated to his God. It is evident that these fruits of healing are not the same for all, and that sometimes there are steps made backwards. The life of the healed one has a solidarity with the life of believers around him. Their doubts and their inconsistencies may in time tend to make his steps totter, although this generally results in a new beginning. Each day he discovers and recognizes afresh that his life is the Lord's life. He enters into a more intimate and more joyous communion with Him. He learns to live in habitual dependence upon Jesus and receives from Him that strength which results from a more complete consecration. Oh, what may not the church become when she lives in this faith, when every sick person shall recognize in sickness a call to be holy, and to expect from the Lord a manifestation of His presence, when healings shall be multiplied, producing in each a witness of the power of God, all ready to cry with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who healeth all thy diseases."